This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. About a month from now is one of my favorite relatively new events going on, Bacon Fest in the city of Monmouth, celebrating one of the greatest foodstuffs known to man on this or any other planet, in my opinion. But they're looking for Galesburg restaurants, among other things, to participate this year. So Amy Patterson, the executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce and co-president of the Monmouth Business Council, is here to talk about that. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me out here, Will.
Was it last year that was the first year for the Bacon Fest?
No, this is actually our fourth.
I was pretty close.
Fourth year. You were close. You were really close.
But it seems like it's been growing, I think, is the point I'm trying to get to, right?
Yes. Well, our first year, and I've been involved all 4 years now.
Okay.
We were thinking, oh, Bacon Festival in Monmouth, that'd be great. How many people do you think will show up? So we're like, okay, 500. We think 500 people will show up. Well, we had 1,500 people show up.
That's amazing.
And we didn't have enough lines, we didn't have enough tickets, we didn't have enough food, we ran out of food, so we were refunding left and right and issuing apologies. But
now here you are and you have all that figured out.
All that figured out. Last year we had almost 4,000.
That's
our third year. So from 500 to 4,000. So we are trying to initiate more and more people to come and feed people bacon.
That's really as simple as it gets with this
it
festival,
does.
Correct?
Correct. For $250, and you get to keep all of the proceeds that you make. And Smithfield has generously donated all of the bacon.
Now, you're not going to run out of bacon, right? Can they just make up more quickly and send it over?
Well, since we've had a half a ton of bacon given away at every single Bacon Fest, we need to tell Smithfield ahead of time how much bacon we need. So by August 1st, we have to have all of the orders in.
And then from food vendors, that'll be a serving at the festival.
Correct. And then so then it takes about a week, 5 days, for us to get the bacon in. And then you go to the Smithfield on site and come in and pick up your bacon. And you will have 3 or 4 days with which to prepare your item for Friday. The 10th.
Okay, that's fantastic.
It's exactly 31 days from today.
That it is. By gosh, you're right.
I know. There's a calendar over there.
There's a calendar right behind my shoulder, but you know. But anyway, but I think that speaks to one, how excited I think it sounds like you are about Bacon Fest coming up, but how much it's taken off. And I have to believe that you get people here from Galesburg willing to drive over to Monmouth just to eat bacon in various forms, right?
We even have a bacon eating contest, and last year's winner was from Peoria.
Okay.
So they brought a Peoria group over. So we've had people from all over come over to eat bacon. We need more people to come with food to feed these people with bacon.
And you've had bacon crafted over the years into various, into almost anything you could imagine, right?
Oh, bacon candy, bacon cupcakes, bacon wrapped shrimp, bacon hot dogs, bacon on cheese bread, bacon egg rolls.
Oh, my.
Those are good. And then our brewers, we do obviously sell beer at the event. Mm-hmm. It's nice that it's, beer and bacon. And then DeNova Breweries, our local brewery, will also have some special beer samplers.
Fantastic as well. So you have bacon, you have beer, and you're also having a live band.
A
right?
live band, yeah. Soul Storm from the Quad Cities
okay.
will be playing on stage.
Okay, so let me actually get back to the need for vendors to this for what I, and we'll talk more about the rest of the event coming up in a minute. But I was just looking here at the bacon that's available and
your choices.
If you're a food vendor that's looking to make something with bacon, you should be really impressed with the variety of types of bacon that you can request to make your delicacy. Correct.
Correct.
Talk to me a little bit about what's available.
All right. We have the Applewood bacon, which you can find in most any grocery stores here and everywhere. The Hickory bacon, it's 18 to 22 slice count. I think that's the 18 is the thickness.
Wow, okay.
So that's a thinner slice, because before you can also get the 14-18 slice count.
Okay.
So, and then paper bacon, which is really a thick slab with the peppercorn on it. Honey maple bacon and double smoked hickory.
Oh, that all sounds fantastic.
I know. Now, the cupcakes, I know she used, I think, the honey maple and made like a honey pancake. Cupcake
nice sort
with
of a,
bacon.
Nice sort of a sweet, salty thing going on there.
Oh, boy.
Think.
I would say that over half of our vendors have sold out of food every single year. And I think we had a handful of vendors that still had food left last year.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
So we need more vendors.
Yeah.
People like bacon.
They do. And I think I like that Smithfield is as involved in this as they are, because I think sometimes, you know, either, you know, they have a really good name around here, or some people, you know, maybe not so much, but I think this is a way that shows that they're really really helping out the community and wanted to succeed as much as you guys do, right?
Bacon Fest is actually their idea.
Okay.
Yes, they came to the business council and said, hey, we'd like to maybe try to have some kind of an event and something centered around something to do with Smithfield, and one of the committee members said, bacon? So, voila, Bacon Fest.
There you go. Bacon Fest. I mean, sliced ham fest might be a little cumbersome, but, you know.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And they're pork bellies.
Yeah. Oh, be still my beating heart. But anyway, so if there's a Galesburg restaurant, and I could imagine a few, including a certain restaurant that might be next door to this radio station right here, whose name shall not be revealed at this moment, Iron Spike. But if they or another restaurant from here wants to take part, what should they do?
The easiest thing they can do is call the chamber.
Okay.
And let us know. We have the forms to fill out on the chamber website, which is monmouthilchamber.com.
Okay.
And look for your Bacon Fest on the tab on the top. It has a food vendor form, we have non-food vendor forms, and then the bacon eating contest form is all on the chamber website.
All right.
But we also have the Facebook page, so look for Bacon Fest, Monmouth, Illinois, okay. And like and share.
And I do believe we have that up on our, or will have it up on our community events page at WGIL.com if you need more information. I say that, of course, because I think I put it there. So there you go. And again, the number to the Monmouth Chamber is what?
309-734-3181.
734-3181. All right. Before we run out of time, Amy, how's things otherwise at the chamber these days?
Right now, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Thankfully, most of my big events are over, but now we're gearing up for next year. And tomorrow, we have the chamber luncheon.
Ah, yeah.
And Fairway Foods is coming to make a presentation. That was kind of big news for Monmouth, getting a Fairway Foods in town.
Yeah, that's kind of a good thing. We're seeing all kinds of expansion and growth in businesses from here to Monmouth, pretty much, and that's a good thing, right?
It is.
All right. Amy Patterson, Executive Director of the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for coming in, and hopefully we can get some local restaurants here to drive a few miles and take part in Bacon Fest.
All right. And if not, residents are welcome to come over and eat some bacon.
There you go. Show up anyway, for sure. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando in sports is next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.